I've been here for less than 3 years now. I first arrived in Sydney, then I moved to the Queensland, to the Gold Coast, and then I moved to Melbourne, spent there a few weeks, and then I'm here in Bendigo now.
And how did you hear about Bendigo?
Well, actually, I just read about it on the internet, and I found the right opportunity to work here, so that's why I moved.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Egypt.
From a big city in Egypt? I'd imagine coming from Egypt to a place like Bendigo, that the lifestyle must be quite different.
Yeah, it's quite different. I lived in Cairo for more than 24 years. Oh, it was too busy for me. That's why I love Bendigo. It's much different, but I like it. I like this kind of relaxing kind of life, so yeah, I love it.
And I understand the parking in Bendigo. I mean, a lot of people whinge about it, but I think it's a little bit easier than in Cairo.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. It's not too bad to park 2 or 3 minutes away from your work and then have a bit of stroll for 2 or 3 minutes before going. That's all right. It's not too bad.
Do you miss family at home? Are you here with some family of yours?
I'm here with my wife. I do miss my family, of course, in Egypt, but I'm in touch with them all the time through the internet on the MSN and that kind of stuff. And my mom came and visited us, and my father and mother-in-law came here as well. So, yeah, we're in touch all the time.
What do you miss about home? Is it food? Is there something, if you could bring here, what would it be?
Pretty much my family, my friends, my memories. It's hard to explain, but where you studied, your school, your uni, your friends, your favorite restaurant, all that kind of stuff, I do miss.
So you're a pharmacist in town?
Yeah, true. I'm a pharmacist. I've done my equivalence test to get my registration here in Australia as a pharmacist. That was more than a year ago. And since then, I've been working as a pharmacist.
And are you looking forward to getting your citizenship on Australia Day? Do you know what's going to happen?
I'm not sure what exactly is going to happen. I know it's a big ceremony, and the mayor will be there, where I'll be handed my citizenship certificate, and I have to do my pledge. That's all what I know about the ceremony.
Are you excited about it? How are you feeling now? It's only a couple of days away.
Well, it's something hard to explain again, because it's very exciting. If you live here for a while, you really love the country and you want to be totally part of it, not just by being permanent resident, but I think being citizen as well, that's totally different, because you're just another Aussie, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm so excited about that. I can't wait. I've been dreaming of it, actually.
I mentioned food before, and I'll bring it back up again. What food do you enjoy most back over there? Is it something that you can't get here?
Well, I think it's not much of a difference, because my wife is a really, really good cook, and most of the ingredients you can find here, and nothing really specific, like just meats and chickens where you can find here, just different spices, different marinade kind of stuff, but it's all barbecues. You know what I mean? It's pretty much the same like here. So
the barbecues are popular here as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Was that a prerequisite when you were looking for countries to live in?
Not exactly, but it's something to have in mind. I mean, it's not about not eating a lot of seafood and seaweeds and these weird stuff. So, yeah, it's something to look at, but it's not one of the major things that makes you leave your country or choose another country to live in.